雅思托福 GRE， 你想到的问题告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米歇尔。今天我们请来的嘉宾依然是 Emo。 Hello, this is Emo and today's question is Michelle.
What about Michelle?
Because, you know, we always have a question for every day. So I think today's question is Michelle.
So, what about me?
Yeah, so I'm thinking about Michelle because she never saves money.And she spends every penny she's got. So I think this is a problem.
Is that me? Is that how you see me?
This is how I see her. Because, you know, she always wants me to spend money. And she says, you know, I've got no penny in my wallet. This is how she looks, you know, all her friends.
Yeah, usually what happens is that I usually kept like 100 or sometimes 50 or 20.
And she spends every penny, and after that, she's got, you know, the friends.
Because usually I go with the credit card. Card so I can play poor in front of, you know, people like Emo. Actually, that's not really who I am. I'm quite cautious with money. Not cautious, I just didn't really have the urge to spend all the money every month, you know, when I got the paycheck.So I guess today we're going to talk about, you know, saving money since you brought
money.
It up. You
know. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the topic in our exam, the oral exam.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I do hate these people. I mean, careless about the money,
mm-hmm.
especially they careless about, you know, owing money to others. I hate this kind of people.
I guess it's
I am this kind of person.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, just people often say that borrowing money or lending money is the end of a friendship, but I guess not. I mean, I've been borrowing money and lending money from and to my friends forever.
Borrowing or lending?
Forever. When we're in university, sometimes I forgot my purse and she would buy me lunch, and then sometimes I would pay her back, sometimes I wouldn't. I would just buy her lunch, you know, the next time. It's just quite normal. And also sometimes she forgot to pay me back. That's all right. I wouldn't bother. Probably it's because it wasn't that a huge amount of money. Well, if she like borrowed 2,000 or 3,000 from me when we were in college, I wouldn't have that kind of money.
That's because you're in college. I think if it's probably the workplace or somewhere else, it would be different. But something actually happened to me 2 days ago. I left my wallet at home. So I just
went again.
Uh-huh. I mean, just left at home.
Yes, like every other time when we have lunch together.
I hate, you know, she says this in the show, but it happens sometimes anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I was walking on the street. And I've got no card, no money, no change, even a coin. I don't have any of them. So when I was walking in the street, I felt so thirsty. And my phone died at that time. So I felt like, oh my God, what should I do?
Everything's against you.
It's against me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was you, what would you like to do?
Well, I mean, where were you going? Or are you going to a friend's house, or are you just idling around under the sun, you know, trying to get yourself dehydrated? What were you?
I was trying to go to the... Oh, I forgot. But actually, there's a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
To somewhere to probably get, you know, the certificate and stuff like that from the bank. And
I guess I would wait until I got the bank and then I asked for a cup of water.
But I was really thirsty.
You were really thirsty.
You were really thirsty.
Well, I guess I would go to the nearest fast food restaurant or just a restaurant and ask for a couple of water. I mean, they often provide water for their guests. You know, free water.
I didn't figure out that way. I just walked into a grocery store and looked at, you know, the clerk there and said, "So, would you mind giving me a bottle of water?"
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me and said, "Why?"
Yeah, why? Why would we give out free stuff?
I said, you know, look at me. I'm a good person, actually.
Uh-huh.
I've got a job.
Yeah.
I'm really kind and nice. And I'm capable of paying back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, financially capable of paying back. But at the moment, I forgot my wallet at home. So is it possible I got a bottle of water for free and I'm going to pay you back, you know, 2 days later?
Two days later? It takes you 2 days to get like one or two RMB.
but here's the thing. It's far away from my home.
Uh-huh.
I need to take out the time.
But honesty can't wait. Yeah, integrity can't wait.
Well, she was contemplating for 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I was waiting there thirsty, looking at the bottles of water. And then, you know, finally she made a decision. She said, well, it's really the tough decision for me since I was not the boss here.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, just grab one. And I was, you know, look at her with all my appreciation. Just say in 1 minute, they finished, you know, drink up the whole bottle of water. And she looked at me and said, how thirsty you could be. Do you need another bottle? I said, yes. She said, you know, but it's hard for me to give you the second bottle.
So did you actually pay the convenience store back?
After 2 days.
So you're an honest person.
Of course.
So we can trust you with 2 days maximum. If you're not,
I don't like
back,
the conclusion.
I'm calling
here.
A please. I mean, actually, well, I mean, it was. Well, I guess they would have like a somewhere to get water in their workplace. I mean, a convenience store. I mean, they must drink. The staff, the employees, they must drink. Where did they get the water?
Exactly.
So they can grab you a cup.
But actually, before this happened, I did something else. But
what did you do? You drink from the hole directly in a bathroom.
No. I was like walking down the street and I went to a campus actually, and I saw three young men wearing uniforms probably from the school canteen. So I asked them if they could let me to Guai. I was really thirsty and actually the university is on Main Street. And there's no restaurants and somewhere near.
Uh-huh.
It was like no this kind of places for me to get water, only a campus.
Uh-huh.
So I just went into and I saw, because it was like the noon and at the time, so it was probably about 12 o'clock and no students were walking around still the vacation. So I only saw three men, you know, they were like reposing against the wall and like smoked a little bit. So I was thinking for a while and it just, you know, went forward and said, well, would you mind lending me to Kwai? I'm so thirsty. And then
like you can pay them back. Like you can find them. I mean, sometimes you got the face blindness and you couldn't tell one people from another and you just pay the money back to a different person. That's just...
No. Here's the thing. They looked at me with all the, you know, the dots.
In the world.
All
the confusion in the world is on their
exactly.
face.
Exactly. So, and they looked at me and said, you know what? You know, we were not allowed to carry money in a work. But I saw their fat, you know, pocket, but they just said that. And
probably,
I felt so sad.
They just got two or three cell phones in there. They're
probably.
Not money, but the cell phone. So why didn't you ask them for a cup of water? I mean, if they're so near the school cafeteria or the canteen.
I don't know. I was just thinking
you were just
about
so thirsty. I mean, your brain was dehydrated. You couldn't think very smoothly.
It's something embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. I mean, if I were you, I would wait until I got to the bank. That's what I would do.
But I didn't even have the money to take a bus, and the bank was really far.
Why didn't you go back to your place and get the money?
It was really far. You couldn't imagine.
I just can't believe you sometimes. I can't believe you.
Yeah, so anyway, I am just going really far away from the topic today. So what was the topic?
We were talking about saving money. So
saving money and
yeah.
taking money
yeah.
with us all the
but
time.
But we covered
important.
A lot of stuff about having no money. And there's no point in saving money if you got no money. But yeah, I save money. I save money not because I feel like I have to buy something like luxury and stuff. Or neither because I need to pay like the mortgage or of my house or my car because I don't have a car.
I hate mortgage.
And you have to pay for mortgage? No, I don't.
But when I see people under the pressure of paying back that, I felt miserable.
People feel like they're slaves, you know, like centuries ago, they're slaves of other people, and now they're slaves of money and houses. It just doesn't make any sense. I save money because, you know, first of all, I always spend less than I make. I would usually just buy vegetables and fruits for dinner and for refreshments. Oh, I already quit snack. I already quit drinks, I mean sodas and snacks, any water that was with flavor. I quit that. And I only drink water. Sometimes I buy honey and mix it up with the water. But that's it. I guess that's what I spend every month. Sometimes I would indulge myself and spoil myself a little bit and buy me a new dress or a new t-shirt. But that's it.
So actually, do you mind if I ask you about, the monthly cost?
Monthly cost. Well, let me think about it. I mean, I will, of course.
But probably, you know, this daily expense.
I guess, I never really counted it because
yesterday I talked to a young guy. He's probably only 16 or 17, and he's probably from the relatively rich family.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking about the daily expense of himself. He says, well, you know, I think 20,000 to 30,000 a month is the basic daily expense.
Daily expense?
Monthly expense in Beijing. And I asked him, why? He said, you know, this is, I think, the basic need of my life.
20 to 30,000?
Yeah, this is the thing I was thinking. I got so pissed off. I said, you know, you are spending your parents' money. And how can you do this? I was so pissed off.
不是亲生的. That's the only explanation for this.
I was so pissed off yesterday when I was talking to him.
I know.
But after that, I was thinking, so probably, you know, his family's okay to afford this expense.
Yeah, different way of living. But I guess, I mean, like us, that we're working and we're supporting ourselves. You know, for me, I'm kind of lucky because I have my parents' house to live in. But I guess for those who are supporting themselves, you know, entirely on themselves, like pay for cars and for houses, I guess sometimes it could be hard to have some, to save some money.
Really hard. It's like that student said, you know, I need to buy 2 cups of Starbucks every day and, you know, sometimes some snacks. And so I think, wow, you only start drinking coffee 2 days ago. And then now it comes it's enclosed into your daily expense. And he says, you know, taking taxi around is about 100 a day and, you know, things like this. I was like, so this is the so-called the second rich generation, stuff like that.
Well, I guess I wouldn't, even if I were rich, I wouldn't do that to my child. What it is personally, I wouldn't think it's a good idea. Loving money so much might not be a good thing, but having no sense of hard working or money, it's not a good thing either. I've also had a lot of friends. Their hometown is not here. They didn't grow up here. So they're making a living here in this city, city with opportunities and all the competitions in the world. And they felt it's kind of hard, and so sometimes they have to struggle. Like, they have to, in order to get a certain position, they have to work, like, in the suburban areas with, like, 2,000 or 3,000 maximum salaries, monthly salary.
Wow. So are they working as the village officers?
Yeah, and they, you know, before, when they were in college, they got the money from their parents. So sometimes they buy perfume for their boyfriends or girlfriends. I know that because some of them ask for my opinion, so which brand or which kind of fragrance is better. But then after they,
what are this working?
Sometimes I visit them.
So they're asking you to buy the perfume.
No, we were shopping in a supermarket. They were very carefully comparing the prices between different supermarkets and different vendors in order to have the most economical purchase. So that's kind of, you know, sometimes I think it's good. It's good because you started to know the hardship of working. You started to appreciate the efforts that your parents have been done for you. And also, now that you get hands on your hands on the money, well, you would often be careful and be smart about it. You have to be smart about it. Otherwise, you've got nothing to eat the next day. So it's not all bad. But sometimes everybody's broke at their 20s. It's just sometimes it's a good thing.
I think their work is pretty interesting. They can live in the countryside where people usually have their vacation, so they can eat this clean and, you know, the green vegetables. Actually, I know some friends work as the village officers, so they get all this kind of, you know, the vegetables and things from the villagers.
Aww.
Who want to be friends with them.
Mm.
So I think they just have totally different lifestyles there, which is healthier
yes.
and better.
And also, I think things will always get better. You know, it's just a matter of time. It might be 5 years, 3 years, or 5 years, but things will always get better as long as you have faith. I mean, like us, we're in our 20s. I don't think the first thing that we need to worry about is money. Because, you know, you've got like 30 or 40 years to make all the money you want, but you've only young ones. That's what we always said. So you don't need to worry about money as long as you can support yourself. Just try to make yourself a better self. Take advantage of everything you can have in hands. Let's say if you're living in the suburban areas with less convenience, that's not a bad thing. I mean, you can talk to the village people. People have different perspectives and you just get to know the world better. And then later on, you could be more understanding when you're talking to people. You just wouldn't be that kind of people with only one circle of life. And,
but you know what? I think it still depends because what you said is like the ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, trust yourself and you have your faith.
High faith, everybody.
But for I think there's like the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be fair competition. So, in some places, especially those small cities.
Fierce competition.
It's like the connections and everything. I
mm-hmm.
mean, this interpersonal stuff is very important.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no fair competition, it's hard for someone to change their fate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is pretty important. Some people, they would like to come to this metropolis, the big cities. The reason is there is fair competition. Even the competition is really fierce, it's severe.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still opportunities for you to, you know, work hard and to prove yourself with the effort and achievements.
So I guess, I mean, it's still, but do you think young people should save money, even though sometimes you can't save money, but do you think it's important?
So it depends. If you want to save money to get this real estate or, you know, the car and things like this, I think, yeah, I don't care about that for me, personally speaking. But if you save money for your self-investment, like education, like traveling, like change the lifestyle or to pursue your dream, things like this, I think I really, you know, enjoy and appreciate people who do this.
But would you save money for emergencies, like unexpected stuff?
I'll try, but actually I don't do this.
But do you feel like comfortable or do you feel secured if you spend all your money every day? I mean, every month, just at the end of the month, that last month's paycheck has been.
Well, not like that way, but I don't try really hard to save a lot of money for that. But I'll try to save the money for the self-investment, this kind of thing.
Mm.
But for the emergency, probably I'll learn to do this. Probably it's really important, but I just haven't realized it.
I guess saving money, I mean, whether you have to or you don't have to, it's kind of getting important for people in college or sometimes in high school, because I guess financial management or money management, it's a skill. It's like a skill that you wanted to master, and it will be with you for the rest of your life, and you're eventually going to benefit from it.
Interesting. It's like everybody around me now, I mean, these graduates from the universities, they started to run their own business.
Yeah.
And they start to have, you know, this business skills and the investment skills.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's because of the market and because of the job market and everything.
Mm.
Probably this will turn out to be then important living skills, I think, to save money and to know how to manage, how to and also to invest, this kind of thing.
Even if you don't have to do it, you'd better started to pick up this kind of skill because it's useful. And also, even if, you know, sometimes I I just don't feel like I need to save the money. I would, I mean, it's just smart trying to train yourself how to manage your own assets.
Oh.
Because you would be more, you know, your financial accounts or financial documents would be, you know, better to look at. And when you would just be easier for you to figure out what kind of financial state you're in. Well, it would be helpful overall in all times.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I think, how many things do people need to learn these days?
Kind of make yourself to save a little bit, even though you couldn't. Just make yourself to save a little bit and manage that money. Just get that skill. So
I guess I'm the one who really needs to learn this.
You do you? I think I do too. When I was in high school and in middle school, I got this envelope every spring festival from the older generations. And my mom would kindly say, well, I can keep that for you. I can manage that for you. I mean, I wouldn't spend it, but I can manage that for you since you don't know how to manage that. But now that I'm giving all my money to my boyfriend, you know, for him to manage because he's better at this. But then I think maybe sometimes it's, I need to get in control of my own money, you know, as a practice.
This is a skill we need to learn, both.
So I guess, guys, maybe you want to start saving money or start practicing how to make budgets, how to calculate or do all that financial stuff after this program. And, if you were asked about this question during the exam, we hope that our answers would be helpful. If you have any questions or just wanted to talk with us, please feel free to contact us on Sina Weibo or WeChat question of the day. And also you can friend Emma on WeChat.
So my WeChat
is so funny.
3-ET. So let me finish this first. Mm-hmm. 我的微信号码是 THREE-ET. So welcome to be friend with me. We can talk more about the our English exam.
See you later.
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be, I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true.Nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching, watch me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true.So many feet go in so many ways. People passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching and you. But if nobody told me what to do, I can't stop breaking all.Other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be.
大学生英语在线将继续为您带来 TED Talk 的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video。下面请听中国梦主题新创作歌曲展播歌曲，姚贝娜演唱的《天耀中华》。
我是多么的幸运，降生在你的怀里，我的血脉流淌着你的生气和美丽，那仁慈的情谊，那温暖的回忆，你对我的恩泽感动天和地，从来不曾放弃你，因为希望埋在心底，追寻自由的勇气，多少年你用风起，幸福是没忘记，痛苦中曲折你，我的灵魂紧紧跟着你呼吸。
Respect.